That was Frank Sinatra and a Moonlight Serenade. You're listening to KHUM. And I have a special guest in here. He was outside chasing around Comet.
I prefer communicating.
Communicating.
Yes.
Bat Boy, who's doing a little thing on over at Ferndale Rep Theater, is here with me.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm wondrous. I love how the sun came out earlier.
Are you afraid of the sun, being a bat boy and all?
Yeah, it burns a little outside, but I've gotten used to it over the years. I prefer witnessing it from the window view.
But yes, because you're a nocturnal creature, aren't you?
Well, I used to be.
Used to be? Okay. But you, originally are from Hellhole, West Virginia.
Yes, that's correct. I consider it my home.
A big vertical cave, which is amazing.
Yes, it used to be a secret, but then everyone started finding out it was there, and, well, it isn't my home anymore.
And you weren't as accepted there, and so you just hitchhiked out here?
Yes, it was quite a trek, but, there was a lovely man by the name of Patrick Spike traveling in his RV, and he was the only one who picked up my pointy-eared self. I loved his pugs dearly. He told me I'd be a great actor, and so I decided, well, I guess I could come out to California sometime. And he said, yes, well, I'm going to head to Portland, but when you're ready. And I said, okay. I didn't know it would be about my life, though.
It's a pretty cool play about your life, coming here and sharing everything that you've been through. For people unfamiliar with Bat Boy, you're half bat and half human?
Yes, that's correct. That's what scientists believe I am.
Okay, sweet. And you learned how to read by watching BBC?
Oh,
Masterpiece
yes.
Theater and language tapes and...
Oh, yes. Masterpiece Theater is one of my favorites. I love The Aristocrats. It's just a fabulous show. Have you ever seen it?
I have not seen it.
Oh my. Well, it's quite splendid.
I also heard that you're a fan of Frank Sinatra and then also Elvis Costello as well.
Yes, yes. I was recently introduced to Frank Sinatra, actually, when I came in here.
Oh,
really,
sweet.
Really took a liking to that.
Yes, you were saying his voice is like butter.
Yes, butter.
You also have a fascination with other things like socks and...
Oh, well, I was a little
embarrassed. You got in trouble in town for trying to steal some socks.
Oh, yes. Well, the lady spooked me, really. I mean, I love to make my own clothing. It's something that I picked up while I was staying in West Virginia. And so I walked into the Ferndale clothing store, and I was really fancied by it. Ferndale's a nice town. And I was looking at the socks, and the lady came up behind me, and she was frightened by me, so her fright... I guess you could say ignited my fright, and everyone started flipping out. It's a bat creature in a store. I'm somehow different, and so I ran like I usually do.
Well, unexpected things sometimes scare people a little bit.
Yes, well...
And you are mighty scary.
I'm learning how to
looking.
Be...
Looking. Now that I know you, you're not scary. I'm sorry. Well, unusual. No. I did not mean
I
offense.
Don't take offense, darling. I've heard worse. Yes, well, I've been trying to get a softer approach with the people of Ferndale. Lyra Satloff has been incredibly, incredibly helpful with harboring me in the Ferndale Repertory Theater. Everyone there seems to be a little different, like me. Not in a physical way, but they've had to be different beings, such as I, in different stories and different characters, I suppose. I'm learning all this theater stuff just now, as you can see.
And you've been staying there?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Where do you sleep?
Well, I like to sleep in a little loft backstage. It reminds me a lot of Hellhole, especially it's because of the cold. I prefer cold weather. But, you know, depending on where the wind blows, sometimes I like to stay in the costume shop or the sound booth.
Do you have to sleep upside down like a bat?
When I'm having a hard time sleeping, sometimes it helps. Makes me feel at home. Oh, I miss my bat friends.
Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
There aren't as many bats here, right?
Oh, no, but in the Redwood Forest at night, there are quite a few.
Do you ever go out there and see them?
Oh,
make
yes.
new friends?
It makes me feel at home again.
Those of you listening online might not have just heard the announcement that came over, but there was an Amber Alert just issued.
Mm.
So, yes. Oh, my.
Well, I'm certainly not that scary. That was a little terrifying for my liking.
That was truly terrifying.
Yes.
That was truly terrifying.
Oh, my.
But right now I have Bat Boy in here. Dun, dun, dun. That you are going to be telling your story. Like, the preview is going on tonight at 8 p.m.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited for it.
And then every single weekend all the way up through May 8th.
That is correct, yes.
Where are you going to be going after that? Are you going to stay here in Ferndale, or are you going to take your story somewhere else?
Well, I've been inspired by Patrick Spike and his lifestyle to travel. I would like to see other parts of the world. I've never been to this Atlantic that you all talk about. Atlantic Ocean. I've only seen the Pacific here. I want to see the ocean of my home. But other than that, I really want to check out Iceland. That sounds lovely. Yes.
Yeah, they have awesome, what is that, the geothermal vents there that are pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, I saw that. It can make it like a little indoor island almost.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm not as intrigued by that. I miss the cold, but it would be nice to see what other of you humans, I suppose, like to do.
Do you have any advice for anyone who's going to go check out your show?
Be careful in the front row. I would suggest to keep your feet tucked. I'm still trying to keep in check my behavior, I guess you could say. I still have little bat-like tendencies and twitches from time to time. Well, that's what Lyra likes to call it, his tendencies. I've been getting more and more aware of it, but I still can't help my aggressive nature. It's just the way I've been born. So, yes. Yes, keep your legs away from the aisles at all times, please.
And you can get advanced tickets on over at Ferndale Repertory Theater, which is pretty sweet.
That is correct, at ferndalerep.org.
Wonderful. Well, next I thought that we'd go ahead and play one of your favorite artists, Elvis Costello.
Oh, yes, please.
Who is also one of mine as well. Oh, I love Elvis Costello.
Lovely.
What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?